HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Former Mumbai Police Commissioner Parambir Singh is in Chandigarh, sources have said. He is likely to join an ongoing corruption and extortion probe in Maharashtra soon, they added. Singh is facing 5 separate charges of extortion and corruption. He has been missing since May 4. The development comes after the Supreme Court protected him from arrest when he said he is in the country. India now has 1,020 women for every 1,000 men, according to the National Family and Health Survey. It was released by the Union Health Ministry on November 24. This is the first time, in any enumeration exercise, that the sex ratio is skewed in favor of women. However, the gender ratio at birth is still 929, which suggests that son preference still persists. The survey also showed that India is now an aging population. The opposition Congress in Meghalaya suffered a big jolt on Wednesday. 12 of its 17 MLAs, including former Chief Minister Mukul Singhma, joined the Trinamool Congress. With the sudden move, the TMC has become the single largest opposition party in the 60-member house. Till now, it had no presence in the northeastern state. The state is ruled by Meghalaya Democratic Alliance, with BJP as a minor partner. Ajinkya Rahane's second-string India aimed to size up a gritty New Zealand in the first test match starting Thursday. Rahane, with his career on the line, gets to lead India for one last time. Through the match, Shreyas Iyer is set for a test debut. The hit pair of Rohit Sharma and KL Rahul are missing, so is Virat Kohli and Rishabh Pant. This will give coach Rahul Dravid a chance to test his backup bench strength before South Africa's tour. A new study has said that physical activity is needed more as people grow older. The findings of the research have been published in the PANS journal. It has been conducted by a team of evolutionary biologists and biomedical researchers from Harvard. The researchers said that physical activity later in life shifted energy away from processes that compromised health. It instead directed the energy toward mechanisms in the body that extended it.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.